from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily here on KFH on this Tuesday. Tommy Caster, Paul Savage, in for Jacob Albrock today. Jad Chambers producing the program. The IHOP hotline is open at 869-1240. Appreciate you joining us today on the program. Also joining us here on Sports Daily now, our friend Mike Gillespie from Kings of Kauffman joining us. If you're watching our video stream, we've got Mike joining us here via video on our Sports Daily live video stream. And we've got a lot to talk about, Mike. First off, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
You know, Mike, I'm not sure that there's a team out there that has had quite a change in their fortune and quite a turn of events in just less than a week's time than the Kansas City Royals have faced since that fourth game, that finale in Cleveland on Thursday. From then until now, it's almost been kind of free fall, and there's been some really unfortunate developments with the Royals. And, you know, we're going to dive right into it. Paul and I talked about it at the top of the show, but first off, from a 30,000 foot view, what's your biggest assessment, your biggest takeaway from what you've seen over the last week from the Royals?
Well, besides the fact that they now have the longest losing streak they've had all season, I think what you're seeing from this team right now is some fatigue. I noticed it really strongly for the first time in that fourth game at Cleveland. They look tired. I don't want to say that they look, disinterested or anything like that. They just look fatigued, especially at the plate. And you add to that losing the almost 100 RBI production of Vinny Pasquantino. People get excited when they signed Yuli Gurriel, who I think was just a great out-of-the-blue acquisition. He goes down yesterday. We still don't know for how long. There's a little bit of uncertainty on that injured list. And when it gets right down to it, you have a team that right now is just surrounded by so much uncertainty. And, you know, it doesn't help that they've got Cleveland back in Minnesota this weekend, and then they go to the Bronx. It's a tough stretch.
You know, when we looked at this particular schedule, I mean, Tommy and I were just, 6 days ago talking about the fact with the Guardians being tied, you know, that it was, you know, both the Guardians and the Royals had the same record, tied for first in the Central. I mean, it was really something. And then to have this kind of fall off, we were talking earlier in this show with regards to the timing of the year. This becomes more difficult to get it back on track, doesn't it? Aren't we at that time of year where you lose six straight? You know, this isn't April. This isn't May. This isn't early June. This is now September. Talk a little about, in your thought process with regards, how much harder, if it is harder in your opinion, does it to get back on track and get to that point where you're playing Royals baseball that we've come to really enjoy over the course of this particular season?
Oh, I think it's infinitely more difficult. You can't have that mindset anymore like you can in April or May or even June that, hey, we've got plenty of time to get this straightened out. There's 23 games left on this schedule. An injury you know, the importance and impact of injuries is incredibly magnified right now. Can you get somebody back from the injured list? Look at Vinny. He's not going to be back until deep in the playoffs, in my opinion. But there aren't those cushions anymore. And, you know, compounding that is if you lose a player like Pasquantino, your option is replace him with somebody on the roster, dip into the minor leagues where there isn't a whole lot, or pull off that minor league trade that's, you know, the only exception to the trade deadline right now. And there isn't a lot out there. Gurriel was a great acquisition, like I say, but it's crunch time, and anything that happens, a loss, a win, is just magnified so much. It's tough right now. You know, they've got that 4.5 wild card game lead over Boston. They're going to have to hope that's enough, because I don't think they're going to win the division. Oh my.
Yeah, I mean, it really, honestly, Mike, yeah, it's going to come down to the next couple of games against Cleveland if they can get themselves back in the race. It's just wild to think about the fact that less than a week ago, not only were they tied with the Guardians for the AL Central lead, but they had the tiebreaker. And so, you know, had the season ended on that day, they would have ended up, you know, winning the AL Central. It's interesting because, you know, I think Paul and I discussed on Friday. No, I guess it would have been Jacob and I on Wednesday. We discussed when that or Thursday, when the comeback happened against the Guardians, when it looked like the Royals could sweep the series against Cleveland in Cleveland, and then the late game comeback, and Michael Wacha was left in the game probably a little too long. Lucas Ursig, right, you know, had not a great, you know, outing, and there were some bad defensive issues and that sort of thing in that, what was it, seventh inning or whatever for Cleveland. At the time, I thought, okay, well, that's just one game. Like, still getting 3 out of 4 from the Guardians is great, and you can move forward and feel still really good about where you're at. And at that point, it was almost like everything just fell off a cliff. And I know that you said that, you know, you wouldn't use the word disinterested, and I wouldn't use that word either. But I think, at least from what I can tell, I mean, body language says a lot. And, you know, not only are they tired and fatigued, but I think you can also tell as soon as Pasquantino went down with that injury, it was almost like, you know, the air was just sucked out of the building, and it's almost carried on and been that way ever since.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the impact of that injury, I think, was pretty obvious at the time it happened. Because the, you know, the Royals, and I even wrote a little bit about this, they look shell-shocked.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened, and, you know, anybody watching that game who has watched a lot of baseball, or a lot of sports for that matter, knew the way Pasquantino went down, that was a serious deal. You know, he not only wasn't going to stay in the game, but he wasn't going to be back for a while. You know, Quatrero looked shocked. Bobby Witt Jr. Looked just dismayed.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. That when we look back on this season, if the Royals don't get into the playoffs, I think you're going to be able to look back at that and say that's when it started.
You know, when you look at the overall world of Major League Baseball, particularly in the American League, the Yankees and Baltimore are clearly really two of the best teams in the entire American League. But, you know, the Guardians are one game back. The you look at Houston, they've got 75 wins. Break down this hierarchy of baseball right now in the American League. Who do you like? Who do you think is going to make that run in the last 20-some games of the regular season? Who do you like right now to win the American League and go to the World Series?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, one of the really fascinating things about this season is you look at as you say, the Yankees, the Orioles, and the Astros. In some ways, those are clubs that have overcome an awful lot. I mean, look at Houston. They were 10 games behind at one point. And suddenly, out of, you know, they burst out of nowhere. If I had to pick an American League pennant winner right now, as much as I'd like to pick the Royals, I can't. I'd have, and as I'm not going to go into all the reasons that I'm not a big Houston fan, but I'd have to pick the Astros. I think right now they're the cream of the American League crop.
You know, Mike, I think with all of the, you know, negativity, you know, obviously bringing everybody down on this Tuesday, but for good reason, it's been, you know, a rough stretch for the Royals. I think that one silver lining, at least that I can think of, and there are probably a few out there, but one off the top of my head, is that J.J. Piccolo has been relentless in trying to add reinforcements and try to make this team better. Now, unfortunately, you know, some of those reinforcements have found themselves on the injured list and, you know, that sort of thing, whether you're talking about Hunter Harvey, you know, Michael Lorenzen, now Yuli Gurriel, you know, is dealing with that hamstring injury. But he's been, you know, definitely aggressive, whether we're talking at the trade deadline or, you know, here recently with rosters expanding and the waiver wires and all of that. Tommy Pham is now a Royal and he's, you know, found himself, I think, pretty productive in just a small sample size the first couple of games in a Royals uniform. I think that, you know, not that he can continue to be this aggressive during the final month of the season because things are severely limited here on out. But I do think that that's been a positive sign that, you know, at least big picture-wise, the Royals are aggressive in trying to find ways to make their team better.
Yeah, I agree. I spent some time with J.J. Piccolo a couple of winters ago at a media event he had at the stadium. And it was the first time I'd met him. I was overwhelmingly impressed with him. And, you know, I immediately decided in my own mind that he was not a Dayton Moore clone. You know, as much as Moore did for a few years for the Royals, he still had a lot of baseball faults, in my opinion. But Piccolo is a guy who's not afraid to go out and make a move. And, you know, I don't know that anybody expected him to go out and get Tommy Pham. But I think he got Tommy Pham for two reasons. One, I think they're a tiny bit uncertain about Renfro's status. He can come off the injured list tomorrow or the next day, but now they're talking about, well, maybe not till the weekend, but Pham is going to bring some fire to this team. And that's kind of what they needed, but you're right. JJ is not giving up on this team. JJ Piccolo isn't going to give up on him at all. He might slow down a little bit if they get eliminated, but I really like him. He's been good for me.
And following up on that, Mike, you know, Piccolo mentioned with those acquisitions that, you know, they know that they can't replace Vinny Pasquantino just solely with one player. But I think his words were they can try to find a way to replace him in the aggregate by bringing in Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman and, you know, of course, Gurriel. I don't know what his status is going to be moving forward. But I do think that that begs a really good question. I can already see pitchers approaching this Royals lineup differently without Pasquantino in the middle of the lineup. You don't have to worry about the three-headed monster of Witt and Perez and Pasquantino. You just have to get through Witt and Perez. So in the final 23 games in this season, and it might very well be, Mike, that the Royals are desperately clinging for dear life onto a wild card spot, is there anything you think that Matt Quatrero can do to mitigate this in the lineup, to maybe try to find, you know, some more pop in that lineup or to try to find a way, you know, depending on who's pitching against them, to at least soften the blow of losing Vinny Pasquantino?
Yeah, it really becomes a situation, I think, where the Royals have to look inside and say, what can we do a little bit differently? And when you look at Witt and Garcia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who's got a lot of stolen bases? I think they have to pick up the running game. They're going to have to make things happen on the base paths. They kind of have been inconsistent all season with that. They were stealing a lot of bases early in the season. Now, not so much. But yeah, they're going to have to do things to manufacture runs, get those guys on base, and cut them loose.
You know, I'd like to know, Mike, that Tommy went through a nice list of guys that the Royals have been looking at, trying to acquire, have acquired. Mm-hmm. A couple of them are, one of them's already gotten hurt. But you know something? We got a bunch of guys that we're going to have to watch. We're going to have to look at. We're going to have to see how they do. I want your opinion, though. Give me your opinion on all the guys that are just now coming in. The Royals are acquiring the guy. Maybe it might be that you know something we don't know, that the Royals are going to acquire somebody you're pretty sure about. What's the one name? Give me the one name that I need to make sure I'm checking in on and making sure that seeing how he's doing, that will tell me just exactly where are the Royals for the rest of this season going into the wild card. Who's that one name that you're going to be checking on every day?
Well, let me give you two.
All right, give me two.
I've been watching Bobby Witt pretty closely. Bobby is one of the players who's looking kind of worn out. He's what did I say in my story last night? He's 2-for-19 in the last 5 have been home runs. Well, yeah, that's fine, but. If he's slow, that's not going to be very good for the Royals. So I'm keeping a really close eye on him. They're not going to make the playoffs if he goes into a 2 or 3 week slump. The other player, believe it or not, that I've got in the back of my mind, I don't know that he's a make or breaker, but if Gurriel goes on the injured list, And something that a lot of people don't realize is when they traded for him Saturday, he was on the injured list at AAA Gwinnett with, guess what, a hamstring strain, yeah, which is what kicked him out of the game yesterday. They may, even though I don't think they're particularly fond of the idea, they may have to dip down into Omaha and bring up Nick Prado. And if Prado comes up and can give him a couple of weeks of just average hitting and a few homers that he's capable of hitting, that could be a big boon. Do I think that's going to happen? It all depends on Gurriel.
Talking to Mike Gillespie from Kings of Kauffman. Mike, a few minutes left here to chat with you. We talked a lot about the offense for Kansas City. The pitching looks tired. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. looking tired. I know that they tried to – I think he was the DH over the weekend for one of the games just to give him at least a little bit of a rest because, I think everybody is pretty fatigued at this point. Pitching looks tired. Bullpen looks tired. Everybody looks tired. But, there's no rest for the wicked, I think is the saying, right? Like you've got a tough series continuing against Cleveland back at home, and then it doesn't get any easier from there, like you mentioned with Minnesota and then the Yankees. I've seen a lot of chatter about this on social media, and I think it's extremely unlikely, probably a non-factor whatsoever, but I've seen enough chatter about it. I want to get your take on it. Is there any chance whatsoever that the Royals look at trying to rush and bring up Jack Kikilegione to the big league squad by the end of this season? I mean, or is this something that's he's a future guy down the road? They're not even going to mess with that.
I would be shocked beyond belief if they called Jack up. That would just amaze me. He by no means is ready to come to the majors. Yeah. Rushing him in, it is the kind of thing that I've seen some other teams do over the decades just to get fans in the ballpark. But that's usually when they're far out of the race. I think it would be a big mistake to bring Jack up. Not saying it it won't happen. But I don't think that's in J.J. Pecola's universe right now.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, like I mentioned, the chatter and the rumblings of Caglione and, you know, maybe even Blake Mitchell and some of these, you know, other guys that are further down, you know, in the farm system about trying to come up and help the Royals now. But as you mentioned, you know, I think that the best scenario is for them to still continue to develop and get the kinds of reps and time in the minors that they need. They can absolutely be impact players at the major league level. I just don't think that, I think it shows a little bit of, you know, or a lot maybe of desperation on the Royals' part if they were to go that route. And that doesn't, to your point a few minutes ago about J.J. Pecola, that doesn't seem to be his MO in the way that he operates.
Right. I think you're exactly right.
You have one more, Paul?
Just one quick short one. I know you're on top of things. You know, earlier in the year, we had all kinds of conversations with regards to the Royals moving the stadium to the Kansas side. It seems like we haven't heard much about it lately, Tommy, have you? There's no news, really.
Yeah, not a ton.
Not a ton of news going on. I figured if anybody had their ear to the ground, it would be a guy like you, Mike. So give me a breakdown real quick. Where are the Royals, as best you can tell, with regards to making a move to the Kansas side of the state line?
Well, you know, I thought that the chances were fairly good when the legislature just, you know, jumped right in the deep end with that and offered him the star bonds or, you know, the opportunity to try to get those. But this latest thing where they're going to try to kind of squeeze a ballpark, or they're talking about squeezing a ballpark in roughly across the street from Union Station, I think that might go. The mayor is really pushing that hard. He's saying that they can probably do that without the kind of tax money that the Royals and Chiefs were, you know, asking from the Jackson County taxpayers. But so with that recent development, I'd be kind of surprised if the Royals crossed the state line. I really would.
Real quick, Mike, before we let you go, Kings of Kauffman, you know, is the website, obviously, the socials. I know you've been doing a lot of writing, especially as things have been progressing over the last few days or so. What can folks find at kingsofkauffman.com?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you kind of asked me something similar last week, but, you know, we don't just, you know, report the games.
Yeah.
We give a lot of opinion and analysis. We're watching the injuries pretty closely. One of the other guys had a story up early this morning about the injury status. So I think you're going to see from us down the stretch a lot of quick reaction to some events, some analysis about, you know, what players can they bring in. And we'll have a mix of a few other things. I've got a Salvador Perez story I really want to write. I may wait till the off season to do it. And this is also about the time of year that we'll be starting to mix in some things about, you know, what JJ is going to do over the winter, who's going to be back, who isn't going to be back. But primarily we're going to be focused on this race. You know, some pregame, some postgame, stuff like that.
Well, it's going to be interesting for sure. And so, of course, folks can check all of that out at kingsofkauffman.com. And, of course, you can follow Kings of Kauffman on social there at Kings of Kauffman. Mike, we appreciate your time as always. Hopefully next Tuesday we'll have a little bit more positive news to talk about. We'll talk to you then. We appreciate it.
So thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Mike Gillespie from Kings of Kauffman joining us here on Sports Daily. We're going to take a timeout, wrapping up hour number one here. On the other side, we've got back-to-back interviews. Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network will join us, talking about the Chiefs opener in just over 48 hours from now against the Ravens. That's on the other side as we start off hour number two at Sports Daily. We're coming right back.
Call it Huck's Power Walk.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.